Okay, this is Bi-Relativity, October 12th, 2021. Shalom. Greetings, this is Juliana. We are the Acturians. We remind you that Bi-relativity is a term that describes planetary healing meditations. Planetary healing involves using our thought power and meditations to help rebalance, cleanse, and protect the biosphere. Also, the idea is that the biosphere reactions from imbalances often produce extreme conditions such as fires, volcanoes, and earthquakes. We are asking that any such reaction from the Earth be modified to the greatest extent possible to ensure that there will be the least amount of damage to the environment and the least amount of damage to humans. It is often said that the current condition and crisis on the planet, including in North America, is a result of the imbalances, including pollutions and blockages of the meridians, and especially the shifting of the ocean currents due to the warming. Think for a moment about how you would approach someone who is ill. You would attempt, using the highest medicines and scientific ancient knowledge possible, to unblock the meridians, to keep as much positive flow of energy going as possible, and also to send your highest thoughts of healing. This is the basis of our work for biorelativity. That is, we are sending our highest thoughts for healing. And we know that the Earth does respond to our thought patterns. Today we will look at the situation, especially on the coastline of California, including fires in Santa Barbara, and the oil spill, which occurred 2 weeks ago near Huntington Beach in Southern California. But we are aware also that there is extreme drought occurring in many parts of the California and the Southwest. And we are also aware of the serious pollution problems occurring not only in the Pacific Ocean around California, but also up and down the entire coastline and throughout the planet. The oceans are in danger of collapsing biologically. Although they appear to be infinite in size, the amount of pollution, including plastics, radiation, and other strange waste, has been dumped into the oceans for decades. And now we are reaching a breaking point where there are appearing large amounts of dead zones throughout the oceans. A dead zone is an area which has no oxygen, and therefore nothing can live in it. If something swims in a dead zone, into a dead zone, they die. That is a fish, because of the lack of oxygen. And as I'm speaking of oxygen, let's remember that the purity of the oxygen is of utmost importance for the survival of all aspects of the biosphere. And we will be focusing in this meditation also on the purity of the air in North America. Take three breaths now. And each breath, go deeper into yourself, into your higher self, and into that aspect of yourself that deals with Planetary Healing. Know that you have the skill and the ability and the knowledge to participate in planetary healing meditations for Mother Earth. And feel especially your love for Mother Earth at this time of dramatic crisis. You have incarnated here on the planet, especially to be able to participate in this planetary healing work. And I commend you for your commitment and your spiritual strength, which is helping tremendously to shift the consciousness of this planet. As you reach a deeper state of relaxation, allow your spirit to rise out of your crown chakra, and you find a doorway leading to a corridor of light. The corridor of light is connected to my starship Athena on the fifth dimension. You are able to bilocate and travel interdimensionally now through the corridor, traveling at the speed of thought. As you reach the entrance portal of my starship, you already feel lighter and less dense as you realize you can, with ease, take off or separate from your physical body. And this is your true nature, your spirit body. You enter my starship, and I'm there to greet you with three others of my companions, including Tomar and Helioa and Lord Arcturus. Follow us as we enter into a gigantic room called the Planetary Healing Room. We also refer to it as Gaia's Planetary Healing Chamber. It is a huge room, and in the center of the room is a holographic image of planet Earth. It is an image that is a globe, and we turn the globe around as we are sitting in a circle. We have all of us around in a circle, and in the center of the circle in the globe, we see North America, which includes Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And this is a globe that's holographic, but has also tremendous healing powers. Holographically, everyone, no matter where you're sitting, sees North America. But in addition to its holographic properties, our thoughts and healing meditations are amplified, increased in power, which we call arcane power. Arcane means thought power. And so this holographic image on the fifth dimension of the planet Earth is linked directly into the center, the soul, the spirit of Gaia. Our thoughts then are downloaded immediately into the Mother Earth so that they can maximize and implement our requests. We zoom in now like you do in Google Maps. We zoom in now in North America on the California coastline. And we see the fire in Santa Barbara. There's been a great deal of wind. Of course, much dryness and much fear among the residents as the fire has very quickly become out of control. First, we focus on the winds dying down, calmness. We focus our request on increased humidity. We send our healing thoughts of strength and power to the firefighters in the area. And we seek the possibility of rains coming from the Pacific coast that will bring moisture to the area. So see and project, either in words or images, those ideas and outcomes on the map, on the globe, right over the Santa Barbara in the center of the southern coast of California. We will go into silence as we focus on those thoughts. Let the moisture come, let the humidity increase, let the firefighters gain leverage and put out this fire as soon as possible. And we say any other fires that are in the northern coastline, any other fires that might be up the Pacific coastline, including northern British Columbia, we see moisture coming, rain coming up and down the entire coast. And now we holographically zoom in on the Huntington Beach area where this tragic oil spill occurred. We see the oil sheen. We see the wetlands, many of the animals suffering, the plants. And we focus on purity, purification, cleaning. And we focus on the ocean responding with great absorption ability to interact and to remove and purify itself from this disaster of the oil. And we ask and we say, let the purity and the cleanliness and the removal of all unnecessary oil occur now in the Huntington Beach area, and let it prevent, let this intervention prevent any oil from migrating further south from that area. And then we look at Washington. We zoom in on Washington and the energies that are expressed, the city of Washington, D.C., of polarization, conflict, dishonesty, and conflict with each person, each lawmaker. And we say, let there be a golden light of harmony and brotherhood and sisterhood permeating among all leaders, both in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Therefore, it will take a great effort to heal the polarizations and the great destructions of the biosphere that continue in the Northern Hemisphere. And we call on the oceans, we look, zoom in on the oceans, on the western coastline, the eastern coastline, on the Gulf, on the Baja, on all the riverways, and we call on a greater period of revival, of rebalancing of all ocean energies as soon as possible, immediately. So meditate on these, the harmony and balance and the cleansing of the oceans around North America. We'll go back into silence. And we see that higher consciousness and higher understanding of the needing for creating a unified healing approach to this country, to this continent, occurs on all levels. And we call on a great spiritual awakening to manifest in North America so that a unity of brotherhood and sisterhood emerges that will allow the healing of the environment, the rebalancing of all aspects in North America, the cleansing of all meridians, and the bringing forth of a rebalance of weather patterns, including rains to the southwest and California and British Columbia and Alaska and Mexico. It is wonderful to be in our healing chamber where your thoughts and healing powers are magnified. It is time to leave. I will hold the holographic image of all of your thoughts on this beautiful planetary symbol and powerful holographic image. You get up from the room and follow me out the doorway, back through the hallway into the corridor of light. And now, together we travel at the speed of thought through the corridor back into your room, where you started this meditation. You are 6 feet above your physical body in your spirit. And at the count of three, re-enter in perfect alignment. One, two, three. You're back into your physical body, feeling revitalized and strengthened. And also at peace with your efforts towards bringing a planetary healing. You open your eyes and you're returning to normal consciousness. I'm Giuliano. Good day.